Why am I born versus why the hell am I born? Asking the wrong question about life, even just a tiny bit, can lead to completely different paths in life. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this book. Read before the meaning of your life is lesser. Thanks for watching. Welcome, listeners, to the podcast Truth from New Thought, Real Personal Transformation. Discover pathways if you want to change your life. Insights and strategies for growth. This episode's content is prompted by some significant information I've received, revealing that the content in official episode Eternal Love, The Possibility of Intention Mathematics, is essential for those aspiring to journey towards eternal love. They cannot begin their journey without knowing where their love currently stands. This realization is the reason for creating podcast episode 4. In this episode, we will examine a simple yet commonly heard and recognized phrase, true love. But what truly defines this term? What criteria do we use to say that we are currently in a state of true love? What kind of information characterizes this state? And before reaching this point of understanding, let's delve into the significance of true love. Only true love can build a pure family. The secret of why families are needed to preserve human hearts. And how can humans possess a heart? This secret lies within the family. It has been observed that animals with less dangerous evolutionary traits tend to care for their offspring for only a short period. The more dangerous the species, the longer and more intensive the care in a family setting. This family nurturing is crucial to understanding love and developing a heart. At this point, we need to understand two terms, love and having a heart. Love, as I perceive it, means accepting something wholeheartedly. Love has a condition that can be explained, and I will discuss it directly in relation to love. The beginning of love is to accept oneself, not to seek acceptance from others. As for the term having a heart, it means considering others, not just focusing on oneself. The existence of families in living beings leads them to use their evolutionary traits and survival skills for others, for those they love. Without a family, there would be no breeding ground for love and thus no development of having a heart in humans or other living beings. Living beings would then lead a life solely for individual survival. Similarly, humans too. True love is the final frontier that allows us to use our brains for others. The craving for love is the starting point of all our desires. After listening to the importance of true love, if anyone understands this concept, can they answer for themselves how to measure it? Can it be measured by a particular feeling or a specific point that indicates our love is true love? If you still can't answer, accepting that you can't answer this simple question is a crucial step in beginning the true journey towards the love we desire. The first step is to accept our current love, which may not be perfect, but it's the first step in recognizing its condition and value. This acceptance reflects our understanding of our love and opens the opportunity to grow towards eternal love. We must accept that even true love is just the starting point on the journey to eternal love. This acceptance doesn't mean we have failed in love, but it allows us to explore and grow in our love continuously. Learning to develop this love incessantly will lead us to the true eternal love. The path to knowing ourselves better and answering questions that seem simple but reveal our true feelings comes from the basic knowledge of love. If we can't answer this, it's a clear indicator that we still don't know ourselves well enough. Start by getting to know yourself. Understand your path from book Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser. The book provides enough for us to start using our tools to embark on the journey for answers to seemingly simple questions such as, if the true love we speak of, which we think we know, how would our feelings be and what behaviors would we exhibit? Isn't it true that we still don't know enough about the true meaning of true love? Let's embark on a true journey of self-discovery by ourselves to find the true meaning of life. The book, Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser, is a true guide to life for this journey. This episode concludes with a message from the final chapter, chapter 18 of the book Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser. Life is a journey dictated by incomplete data, and the journey ends where our perfect data begin. May you find completeness in your data on this endless road. See you in the next episode. For newcomers, while waiting for the next one, feel free to explore many more informal episodes and articles on this channel. With conscientious responsibility, Ekarak Chandan.
In the absence of our own pursuit to comprehend the essence of life, uncertain we shall be, unaware of what sets us apart from mere machines. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this book. Read before the meaning of your life is lesser.